The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 25th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, this must just be the week to buy stuff. Of course, yesterday we talked about Comcast buying Sky, and now we got SiriusXM over in the U.S. saying, yeah, let's just go ahead and get ourselves some Pandora, too. Now, those of you not familiar, SiriusXM, yeah, that's satellite radio in the U.S. Apparently, they found about $3.5 billion laying around and say, you know what, Pandora, go ahead, we'll take you. Now, of course, with buying Pandora, that gets them about 70 million monthly active users, with about 5.6 million of them actually paying. Now, as far as XM Sirius acquiring Pandora, they've actually previously invested about $480 million for a 19% stake in the streaming service back in June of 2017. So we were kind of thinking then, it's just a matter of time before they buy them outright. And it might have been a good thing too, at least for Pandora. The first half of this year, they actually lost over $200 million. Yeah, I don't know if it's such a good purchase for Sirius XM, but I'm sure Pandora's happy at their bank today. 4K streaming on your TV just got a little bit cheaper. Well, that is if you got a 4K TV, of course. Thanks to Roku's little Premiere box. And boy, is this sucker tiny. Yes, the new Premiere and Premiere Plus are the lowest priced 4K HDR players they have available now. You can pick them up for $40 or $50, amazingly. Now, other than these products Roku unveiling yesterday, they've also got some new software updates for us, too, including integration with Google Assistant. Meaning now, yes, you'll be able to control your newer Roku devices with Google. You might remember quite a few months ago, in fact, last December, we talked about Apple buying Shazam. Well, that is now done and dusted. Yes, Apple has completed its acquisition of Shazam, all for the reported sum of about $400 million. So now the big question is, what are we going to get with Shazam now that Apple's behind it? Well, something pretty cool. No more ads. Yes, you heard me correctly. No more ads. Apple did announce that it would be removing all ads from the app very soon. And if you think that's just for the iPhone version, no. The Android version will also be ad-free, too. That being said, Apple's probably the only company on the planet that can go, yeah, give them $400 million, and then not worry about getting any money back. And finally, are you a Snapchatter and you just love to shop? Well, your worlds are about to collide. Get ready to snap and shop. Yes, it seems Snap Incorporated and Amazon are ready to team up to just give you this reality. The companies announced their partnership yesterday, saying they will be using Snapchat's camera to be able to say, aim at a specific product, take a picture of it, it's going to bring you on over to the Amazon store so you can order it. And no, I'm not talking about scanning the barcode or anything. I'm talking an actual physical picture of the product. Now, of course, not everything you take a picture of is going to be available to take you over to Amazon so you can buy it. My gut feeling tells me these are probably going to be more of, oh, they purchased ads so they could do this, and then it will go to Amazon, and, you know, the revenue will make its way around. The drawback of this is how brick-and-mortar stores are going to feel about it. They already pretty much hate Amazon, so imagine people coming in with a camera now saying, click, now how much is it on Amazon? Okay, thanks, bye. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Get yourself some lovely hosting. They offer great services. That's why BTN uses them. And because you're sitting here listening to the news show, we can give you a special deal if you're wanting some great web hosting. Head on over to tsohost.com right now. Pick your plan. Then at checkout, BTN30. Enter that code in. You get 30% off. Also, don't forget, you can find BTN on all those social media destinations. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, of course on Twitter at British Tech, and our BTN community, that is where all the fun is happening. If you're not over there, you're really missing out. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news we'll have over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.